This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Last year, I went to Iceland to serve as one of the featured authors for the Iceland Writers Retreat, a terrific program where one of my fellow authors was the novelist and memoirist Aminata Forna. When I know I'm going to meet a writer, I like to read something that they've written. So before I headed to Iceland, I read her outstanding collection of essays, The Window Seat, Notes from a Life in Motion. Aminata Forna is a frequent, enthusiastic, and adventuresome traveler, and many of these essays are about travel. The essay, In Timbuktu, is short. It's just three paragraphs long. But even though it's so short, it has really stuck in my mind. Here it is. In Timbuktu, I stopped a man to ask him the way to the post office. The man had a question of his own that he wanted answered first. Is it true, he said, that in Britain people have a thing about Timbuktu? Yes, I said. People think it is far away, like the farthest place on earth. At this, the man laughed for a long time. Then he gave me directions to the post office. This story reminds me of a beautiful observation made by writer G.K. Chesterton in his book, 12 Types. Here's a lightly edited version. There are no chains of houses. There are no crowds of men. Each of these men is supremely solitary and supremely important to himself. Each of these houses stands in the center of the world. There is no single house of all those millions which has not seemed to someone at some time the heart of all things and the end of travel. And the essay also reminds me of an old story. A traveler is standing on the side of a river, and he's in a big hurry to get across. He sees a man standing on the far bank, and he shouts, "Quick, tell me, how do I cross to the other side of the river?" The man pauses and looks puzzled by the question. So the traveler yells again, "Please tell me, how do I get to the other side of the river?" And the man answers, "Mister, you are on the other side of the river." Aminata Forna's story about Timbuktu is a reminder that no place is far away. I'll post a link to the books The Window Seat and 12 Types in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.